It's time for the Subway pregame show. Subway, located in Appleton and in Dawson. Subway with 35,048 restaurants in 98 countries. Now, here's Q92's sports director, Paul Ramo, with the Subway pregame show.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Dawson Boyd High School. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. This is the Subway pregame show. We got a good volleyball matchup tonight between the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks and the Lacapaul Valley Eagles. Eagleston at the Trail of Far just down the road here tonight for this Camden Conference matchup. We got a good crowd on hand already, as always. Always a good crowd when Dawson Boyd plays Lacapaul Valley. It's parents' night here at Dawson Boyd, so we're getting a little late start. They introduced the Dawson Boyd volleyball players, introduced their parents, and went up in the stands and gave them a little gift bag, and so we took care of business there first with that. Well, let's talk about the Blackjacks. I was in Kirkhoven on Tuesday with the Blackjacks, and they fell. They played hard, but lost to KMS 3-1. They're currently on a 6-match losing streak. They'll want to break that tonight against Lacapaul Valley. Dawson Boyd comes in with an overall record of 2-12. For Lacapaul Valley, they're also on a losing streak, a 3-match losing streak. They have a 9-8 record. They just came off a loss of, but a very competitive loss against a state-ranked team. That was McRae on Tuesday. Of course, the McRae Wolverines currently ranked 8th in Class A, and they lost some very close matches. The third set was 26-24, so Coach Brooklyn Gould talked to Brooklyn about that. She was very happy, even though they lost, very happy in how they aggressively attacked and played the McRae Wolverines on Tuesday. So we'll see where the Eagles can pick that momentum up here against the Blackjacks tonight. Let's go through your starting lineups. Your State Farm Insurance starting lineups. Tony Orata, your State Farm Insurance agent, brings you the starting lineups. First for the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks. The usual starting six, Chelsea Hughesby is the center. She's a good one. Chelsea's a 5'8 senior. Number 5, Ayanna Hasted's a junior, middle blocker. Number 6, Reese Johnson. Reese is a middle blocker, 5'10 sophomore. Number 7 is Kate Dahl. Kate's an outside hitter, 5'9 senior. Sophomore outside hitter, Bailey Boffin. She wears number 9. And number 13, Haley Anderson. Haley's 6 foot and a junior. She's a middle blocker. The Blackjacks are coached by Haley Gritmacher, assisted by Rhonda Nelson. Oh, and for Lacapaul Valley, the starters tonight, McKinnon Elias, number 13, is getting a start. She's a sophomore. Number 1, Riley Lund. Riley's a setter and a senior. Number 2, Isabel Gertis, a defensive specialist. Isabel's also a junior. Number 4, Sheridan Evenson. Sheridan is a 5'10 senior outside hitter. Jalen Lee, a middle blocker, 5'10 sophomore. Ayanna Gibson, a setter, 5'6 junior. And Paige Meyer, number 15, middle blocker, 5'10 junior. The Eagles are coached by first-year head coach Brooklyn Gould, and assisted by Heidi Gertis and Tyler Peters. And that's your State Farm Insurance starting lineups tonight here in Dawson. B Squad earlier, Lacapaul Valley swept Dawson Boyd and B Squad. Close matches, 3-0, 25-19, 25-23, and then 15-9 in the third set. That is B Squad tonight. Let's take a look at some other Camden Conference matchups. Everyone's playing tonight in the Camden Conference. State-ranked Mineota, they're at Yellow Medicine East. Take on the Sting. I tell you what, Yellow Medicine Sting. They're coming on strong here. They're playing well. Tracy Milroy Ballatin at Canby, the Lancers and the Panthers. And that's going to be a dandy as well. Of course, TMB lost to RTR. Both teams, TMB and RTR, were undefeated going into the Tuesday's match in Tyler at 7-0 in the conference. So TMB at Canby tonight. Russell Tyler Ruthen, the number one ranked team in Class A. They're in Cottonwood to take on Lakeview. McCray is at Princeburg to take on the Blue Jays. And KMS, the Fighting Saints, they're in Ortonville tonight. That is the in the Camden Conference in volleyball. Of course, I want to welcome everyone listening on 92.1 FM. We're also streaming online on klqpfm.com. And pass the word around. It's going to be a great volleyball match tonight here between the Eagles and the Blackjacks. And before we end the Subway pregame show, I want to congratulate Coach Dr. Brian Hacker and the Lacrosse Valley Dawson Boyd girls tennis team. They ended their season in Sioux Falls this morning, losing a heartbreaker to Laverne, 4-3 in team tennis. And Laverne actually went on to beat Pipestone in the semifinals, 4-3. So Laverne with two close matches there in Sioux Falls today. But congratulations, Lacrosse Valley Dawson Boyd. They had a fantastic season. Really a nice winning record, and all the girls played hard. And went out there the other day and watched a little bit when they played McCray yesterday. And some of the seniors will be missed, that's for sure. All right, that'll wrap up our Subway pregame show here in Dawson tonight. And, hey, I forgot to mention, I'm sitting in a new gymnasium. I mean, new floor. They brand new scoreboards here, a big digital scoreboard here in Blackjack Country now. It is awesome looking. And the entryway when you come in to buy a ticket, and the concession stand area and the bathrooms are all different. And it really looks nice. And so this is my first time in the gym after the remodel. And can't say enough how nice it looks. All right, that wraps up our Subway pregame show. They're going to play the national anthem, and we'll come back and have the first serve between the Eagles and the Blackjacks right after this.
Eating healthy at a Subway restaurant is easy. We have so many nutritious choices. All of our breads are fortified with essential nutrients like calcium, vitamin D, and iron. Add all the fresh veggies you like. Bottom line, no matter what sandwich you order at Subway, you can make it even more nutritious with the power of veggies and whole grains. At Subway, we make it right in front of you and are happy to help you make smart choices.
Eat at your local Subway in Appleton, Dawson, and Clare City.
Thanks for joining us for the Subway pregame show with Q92 Sports Director Paul Ramo. Stop by the Appleton and Dawson Subways for daily specials. Coming up next, game time right here on Q92. Sports coverage on Q92 is brought to you by our many fine area sports boosters, including Madsen Family Chiropractic, Universal Forest Products of Mineota, Dawson Grain Co-op, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Kluver Law Office, Southwest Insurance Services, Myers Electric and Infrared, Jim's Market in Canby, Appleton Dental Clinic, Steve and Seth Haas, Golden Harvest Seeds, Cargill, Ag Processing Incorporated, Pioneer Hybrid International, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Schimble Mutual Fire Insurance, Peterson Team Realty, A&B Auto, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dawson Truck Parts, Northern Plains Tiling, Lee Motor Company, Madison Healthcare Services, Comerford Construction and Gravel, Tofty Auto and Sales, Erickson Chevrolet, Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Ortonville Area Health Services, Services, Appleton Building Center. Sports brought to you by Great Plains Natural Gas Company, Prairie Brand Seeds, Whitnable Construction, Tron Tossil Seeds, Holloway, Shadowland Trucking, Appleton, Brad Mitchell, Rural Solutions, Cockleman Construction, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Farmers and Merchants State Bank in Appleton, Dawson Auto Glass, Rise Nursery and Tree Service Porter, the EDA, the Madison Economic Development Authority, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Ag Plus Cooperative, Madison and Dawson Dairy Queen, Dawson Grain Co-op, Midwest Power Sports, CCM Health, Montevideo, Ludwigs and Tiling, Madison Chiropractic Center, Boris Crop Insurance, Mark Boris, Federated Telephone Company, Pyrrhus in Dawson, Anita Golf for State Senate, Minneota Building Center, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Club and Electric, Black Pearl Mutual Insurance, Sather Building Supplies, Heinrich Ludwigson Accounting, Canby Co-op Credit Union. Sports brought to you by Ridgeview Seeds, Madison Bottling Company, Helgen Insurance Agency, Culligan, Appleton Area Health, Swenson, Nelson & Stoltz Attorneys, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, First Security Bank of Canby, Jubilee Foods, Old National Bank, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Harlan Eye Care, Lanes Electric, Nassau, Larson Brothers Concrete, the Madison Dental Clinic, State Bank of Taunton, Midwest Truck Parts, and Chris Wodzinski for House. Thanks for joining us for sports coverage here on 92.1 FM.
All right, welcome back to Dawson Boyd High School, everyone. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. The gymnasium is pumped up. It's electric in here with a lot of Lacapaul Valley fans and Dawson Boyd fans making noise as the public address announcer is introducing the starting lineups. Eagles in their home bright red and uniforms, and the Blackjacks in their black and gold. Nice crowd on here. Boy, Dawson, boy, they have a nasty schedule. Of course, it started on Tuesday in Kirkhoven. Now they play Lacapaul Valley. And then listen to this. After tonight, the Dawson Boyd Blackjack volleyball team, they travel to Marshall High School for a tournament on Friday. They'll take on Pipestone area. Pipestone 16-3. Then they'll take on Cedar Mountain, Humphrey. And Cedar Mountain is 16-4 on the season. That's on the schedule for tomorrow for the Blackjacks. And then Monday, they host a non-conference game with ACGC at Water Cosmos Grove City. The Falcons are 2-11 on the season. Then Tuesday, they go to Prinsburg to play a conference game with Central Minnesota Christian. So that's a brutal schedule there for Dawson Boyd. Starts tonight. They play a couple matches tomorrow, and then Monday and Tuesday. So the Blackjacks will get a lot of volleyball in the next few days. Lacapaul Valley's next match will be Tuesday at home against KMS, and you'll hear that volleyball match right here on Q92 next Tuesday. The Eagles and the Fighting Saints. I saw the Fighting Saints on Tuesday with Dawson Boyd, and they're a pretty good team, too. Well, the Dawson Boyd Blackjack girls are throwing volleyballs up into the stands when they're being introduced. And I think we're ready to play some volleyball. Here we go. The starters for the Blackjacks again. Hughesby, Hasted, Johnson, Dahl, Boffin, and Anderson. For the Eagles, Elias, Lund, Gertis, Evenson, and Gibson. Those are your starters for both teams. All right. My good buddy Joe Brown from the Wilmer Tribune is here. You'll be seeing pictures in the Wilmer Tribune tomorrow morning and an article by Joe. Joe's a good sports writer. And we are ready to play some volleyball. Coach Brooklyn Gould up. And Coach Haley Grittmacher for the Blackjacks up. And we are ready to go. Here's Riley Lund to start the volleyball match. Thanks for tuning in to Q92, and we're underway. Lund serve goes across the net. Here's Boffin, and Haley fans on it. And it's 1-0, Lacapaul Valley. I'm expecting a pretty good match between these two teams. I think they're pretty even after following them this year. Drive by Wushlager over the net. Now Dahl back into Gertis. Here's Wetzy. Blocked. Oh, nice block by Anderson. Now Evenson hits it and scores. Sheridan. gets a kill. That was a really nice block by Dawson Boyd's Haley Anderson. 2-0, looking at the brand new scoreboard here in Dawson. Big one. Can't miss it when you walk in the gym, that's for sure. Elias passes the ball up to the front of the net to Gibson, blocked at the net by Dahl or Anderson. Dahl or Anderson with another block. And the Blackjacks get on the board, 2-1. Blackjacks will serve. Kate Dahl, a senior, with the whistle from the referee, goes into Elias in the back row. She's getting her first start on varsity here. And she she's a good volleyball player. Elias said, Chelsea is unable to set the ball there. And the point for Lacapaul Valley, it's 3-1. Eagles lead and set one. Here's Sheridan Evenson. Sheridan's listed at 5'10", but she's pretty tall. She's very athletic. And there's an ace serve. Oh, no, the Blackjacks keep it alive. No, that's 4 hits. An ace serve for Evenson. The Eagles jump out to a 4-1 lead. They serve into the Blackjack. Evenson serving. Nice back set there by Hughesby. Haley hits it over. Here's Jalen Lee in the middle, hits it long, out of bounds, and it's 4-2, Lacapaul Valley. Curtis in, she's the libero player for Lacapaul Valley, and serving is number 11, Lindsay Lund. Lund goes into Elias, now up the Wushlager, and oh, Lexi fanned on it, point Dawson Boyd. It's 4-3. Paul Valley. Justin Gould standing, kind of blocking my view here. Lindsay Lund serves the ball out of bounds. A service error there by Blackjacks. Point block to Paul Valley. Now in the serve for the Eagles is Claire Borsted. Claire Borsted's a 5'6 junior. Eagles leading by 2. Here's a run, jump serve by Claire, goes in the run, pass it up to Dahl, and Johnson throws it over on the third hit. Gibson, and hitting the ball over is Brandy Meyer. Brandy Meyer is just a ninth grader, the only freshman on the varsity roster, and she comes off the bench and gets a kill, and Borsted serves long out of bounds. 6'4", Lacapaul Valley. Boy, Brandy Meyer, 5'9", ninth grader. Really pounded that one home. Poppin is serving, serves it in the Lund. Now Meyer throws it over on the third hit. Chelsea Hughesby to Reese Johnson with a drive. Here's the out of Gibson. Soft touch by Lee, Jalen. Gibson sets Brandy Meyer up. And the Blackjacks keep it alive, and Hughesby gets it over to Ned. What a play by Dawson Boyd. And now Jalen Lee gets the kill. Can you hear the crowd noise in the background? It's wild in here in the Dawson Boyd gymnasium right now. 7-4, Eagles. Gianna Gibson serves a tight serve. Boffin digs it up off the floor. Kate Dahl gets it over to that. Gibson. Here's Brandy Meyer again. Hits it deep into the back row. Lund passes up front. And a drive and a kill there by Ayanna Halstead. Ayanna Halstead's first kill. Ayanna's an outstanding athlete. She's a junior. And it's a 2-point lead for Lacapaul Valley. 7-5. We're in set one. I'm glad I got the headset on because my ears would be ringing. It's so loud in the gym here. Chelsea Hughesby sets up. Kate Dahl with a monster kill. What a set by Chelsea Hughesby to Kate Dahl. And Kate Dahl drives it home. It's 7-6. Blackjacks down by a point. And now a service error there by the Blackjacks. And they had a chance there to tie it up. Curtis is serving for Lacapal Valley. A soft serve over to net it goes. Here's Kate from the outside. Eagles chase it down. Claire Borstead up to Brandy Meyer. Over to net it goes. Here's the back set by number five, Anna Halstead. Boom! What a not beautiful set by Hughesby again, and Anna Halstead just drilled it, and it's 8-7. Halstead's going to serve. Blackjack can tie it up with the next point. Halstead's serve goes into Gibson. Up to the net it goes. Evenson throws it over. Back to the Dawson boys by Kate. No good! And we're tied up 8-8. Kate Dahl again from the outside. And Lacapal Valley's head coach, Brooklyn Gould, calling a timeout. And I need a timeout. It's 8-8 here in set one. We'll be back. You're listening to Blackjack Eagle Volleyball right here on Q92.
Sports on Q92 by Haugen Insurance with offices in Madison and Ortonville, serving the entire Q92 listing area. Crop insurance and more, they can help you at Haugen Insurance. Stop in, visit with Dwayne, Susie, or Peter soon. Haugen Insurance.
Shadowland Farms Trucking of Appleton offers custom trucking, lime application, and excavation. Call Brad Mitchell for more information at 320-297-0142. And Shadowland Farm Trucking is a proud sponsor of all Lacapal Valley sports and activities.
When you grow corn or soybeans for a living, you're always looking for the latest advances to help your fields be more profitable. That's why it's time to turn to Channel. When you plant elite Channel seed products, you also get the services of your very own Channel seedsman. You see, your seedsmen work with you year-round to make the most of your operation. For customized service, expert advice, and elite seed products, your local Channel seedsmen are Tron Tossel and Dylan Erickson of Tron Tossel Seeds. Give them a call today to lock in a $10 a bag discount with their Book and Go discount before October 31st. Contact Tron at 320-297-0403 or Dylan at 320-269-1250. That's Tron Tossel Seeds, your local Channel seeds dealer.
To Dawson Boyd High School as we come out of commercial break. The Eagles just picked up two quick points. Go up now 10-8 on the Blackjack. Elias is serving for Lacapal Valley and she serves it long out of bounds. It's 10-9 Eagles. Set one. Listen to the crowd. There's a lot of students here on both sides of the gymnasium making a lot of noise. Wishlager pounds one, blocked by Anderson again. And net violation, a double hit there by the Blackjacks. They're going to give the point to the Eagles, 11-9. Riley Lund has the volleyball. Eagles lead 11-9. Lund serve goes deep in the back row. They pass it up to Hughes' center. Here's Haley Anderson, and it was 5th point, eight Blackjacks. Haley Anderson. With her second kill, Haley, in the set one here so far, has two blocks and two kills. Blackjack down by a point, and they can tie it up with the next point. Evenson. And Halstead passed it up to Haley Anderson. Good, and we're tied. Tied 11-11. It's going to be a battle tonight, folks, between Lacapal Valley and Dawson Boyd. Blackjack, Kate Dahl, serves the ball into Elias, up to Gibson. Here's Lexi Wishlager. Oh, dug up nice by Dahl, but the Blackjack can't play it over. What a hit by Lexi Wishlager. Eagles serving. This is Sheridan Evenson, and she served it long. That's about the fourth service there that the Eagles have had here in set one, and it's 12-12 again. Again, we're tied. 12-12, and the Blackjacks can get the point here. They'll take their first lead of the night. Lindsay Lund serves. Nice dig by Elias in the back row. Back to the Blackjack side. Got a whistle. And a point there for Lacapal Valley. Didn't see what the referee said. I don't know, it was a carry or something on the Blackjacks. 13-2, Lacapal Valley. 1-point lead for the Eagles. And Claire Borstow, the run jump serve, goes in the box and an ace serve. An ace serve there for Claire Borstow. Both head coaches are on the floor, almost on the court. Brooklyn Gould of the Eagles and Haley Grittmacher of the Black Jacks. Borstow serves again, another ace serve. Back-to-back ace serves by Claire Borstow. This is what the Blackjacks had trouble with against KMS on Tuesday. In set one, KMS had six ace serves against Dawson Boyd. 15-12, Eagles lead. This Wisconsin blocked by Jalen Lee. Blocked by Jalen Lee and Coach Haley Grittmacher calling a timeout. It's 16-12. Lacaparra Valley. We'll be back after this.
Hi, I'm Jada Kessler from the Lacaparra Valley volleyball team, and you're listening to Paul Ramo on Q92.
This is Anita Gall, and I am running for the Minnesota State Senate, District 15. I am a history teacher who lives in Marshall with my husband and three children. I grew up on my family's farm in Murray County and have lived in southwest Minnesota most of my life. Like you, I am frustrated by the current state of politics. Growing up, I was taught not to complain about things, but do something about them. I get things done. Learn more at AnitaYourVote.com. And remember, Anita, your vote on November 8th.
Prepared and paid for by Anita Gall for State Senate Committee.
All right, welcome back to Dawson Boyd. I'm still Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. Eagles lead 16-12 here in set one. Borstow doing a nice job serving. And Blackjacks return it, and Jalen Lee's there again. Jalen Lee with another kill. 17-12. We were tied 12-12. And now the Eagles go on a bit of a run here. See if the Blackjacks can stop it. And Reese Johnson on the drive. And, oh, blocked out of bounds by Jalen that time. And a point for the Blackjacks. 17-13. Lacaparra Valley leading. And here's Bailey Boffin for the Blackjacks serving into Gertis. She passes it up to Gibson. Here's Brandy Meyer. Good. The ninth grader, Brandy Meyer, with another kill. She's a good-looking volleyball player, I tell you, Brandy Meyer. They have a few years of her yet. Gibson serves. It's 18-13. Excuse me. Sets up Brees Johnson. Good. Grace Johnson picks up her first kill of the set, and that was a difficult set assist there by Chelsea. Usually she got the job done, though. She was way off balance. Grace Johnson serving. It's 18-14. Hughesby sets up Dahl from the outside. Brandy Meyer saves it. Jalen Lee throws it over to net. Here's Dahl again with an attack. That time long back set. Long volley here. Here's Halstead in the middle of the floor. Back to run. She's setting up Meyer. Good! Brandy Meyer again. That was a great, great, great volley between both teams there. Some good defensive plays. Both girls, both teams are playing extremely hard. 19-14, and Gertis with a service error into the net. Giving the point to Dawson Boyd, it's 19-15. Blackjack serving, Halstead into the net, a service error there by Ayanna Halstead. And it's 20-15. Subs coming in, Lexi Wolfslager in for Brandy Meyer, and Elias comes off the bench to serve. Elias tosses the ball in the air, serves it in number 12. That's Essling who's in. Big hit by Dahl. Kate Dahl gets the job done again. Her third kill for the Blackjacks here in set one. Kate Dahl, 20-16. And the Blackjacks come back here. Served by the Blackjacks. Elias can't handle it. And that's an ace serve there for Chelsea Hughesby. The center, Chelsea Huseby, gets the ace serve. Chelsea serves again. It's a high serve. Curtis comes running up. Now Lund gets it over to net. Here's back to the blackjack side. This is Boffin with a drive from the outside. Buschlager throws it deep into the back row. Hasted up front. Play at the net. Blocked by Buschlager. Beautiful block by Lexi Buschlager. 21-17 Eagles. Dawson Boyd students and fan. It's a blackout night. Everyone's wearing black. The Eagles students here, everyone's wearing gray sweatpants for some reason. Here's Gibson. Here's Buschlager. Big hit. Block. Oh, what a block off Buschlager's hit by Haley Anderson again. Buschlager gave it everything there. 21-18. 21-18 the serve. Here's Kate Dahl serving for Dawson Boyd. In the Lund, Gibson sets up Evenson from the outside. Good. Sheridan Evenson. 22-18. 22-18, number four, Sheridan is serving. Here's the serve. Into the back row it goes to Halstead. Up to hit there by Anderson, blocked by Lee. And then Reese Johnson hits it out. And I'm not sure who they're giving the point to there. Maybe to the black. Yep, to the blackjack. Missed that call. Sorry about that. 22-19. Lindsay Lund in the serve for Dawson Boyd. Blackjack's down, 22-19. Lund's ball hits the net, but it goes over. And Buschlager, another block there by Hasted. Here's Lexi, punches it over in the doll in the corner. Here's me the set. Hasted, blocked by Lee. Curtis Gibson to Buschlager. And it's tipped. Was it tipped? Yes, it was. Point Lockapaw Valley, 23-19 Eagles. That was Buschlager again. Lexi comes out, and Borstedt in to serve once again. 23-19. The Eagles looking to close set one out here. Claire with her run jump serve. It's high and deep in the corner. Goes Halstead. Pass it up to Huseby. And a carry called. Double hit by Dawson Boyd. And it's set point. It's set point. 24-19. Coach Krippmacher using a timeout. And we will keep it right here. Get you up to date on some other scores. TMB defeated Camby in set one, 25-18. 25-18, of course, that's being played at Camby High School, two of the top teams in the Camden Conference. Mineota already up 2-0 on Yellow Medicine East, 25-19, 25-8. So they're way ahead of everyone else. RTR up on Lakeview, two sets to none, 25-12, 25-8. And McRae up on Central Minnesota Christian, two sets to none, 25-15, 25-21. So all the volleyball matches are well into the third set. We're still in the first set here. Timeouts over to Eagles trying to win it on set point here, 24-19. Borstedt serve, goes into the back. Lee pushes it over, and the Eagles win it. 25-19. That was Jalen Lee with the finish for Lockapaw Valley. That was intense for a first set of volleyball here in Dawson tonight. We'll take a break. The Eagles up one set to none on Dawson Boyd. We'll be back in a couple minutes.
You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP Madison Dawson online at klqpfm.com.
Sports brought to you in part on Q92 by Ag Plus Cooperative of Camby, Ivanhoe, Hendricks, Mineota, Ghent, Marshall, and Slayton. See them for all your ag, fuel, and fertilizer needs. It's Ag Plus Cooperative. Also brought to you by Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, your sporting goods leader located in Dawson. Call 769-2317. Their website is www.jimsclothing.com for all your embroidery and team needs. It's Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods. Also brought to you by Lee Motor Company, your Northland Ford dealer. dealer located East Highway 212 in Dawson. See them for new and used cars. Lee Motor Company, located East Highway 212 in Dawson. Call 320-769-2365.
Hi, my name is Kate Dahl from Blackjack Volleyball, and you're listening to Q92.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by your number one florist in the area, Heather Nursery Floral and Gifts, located downtown Dawson, Madison, and the Smith Edition in Montevideo. They are your Telefloral. Check them out for all your gift needs as well. Also brought to you by AGP, Ag Processing in Dawson, providing a soybean market for 310 local cooperatives and their 300,000 farmer owner. AGP Ag Processing in Dawson. Also brought to you by the United Prairie Agency. Wouldn't you rather buy your insurance from a friend you can depend on? The United Prairie Agency agents work very hard to be just that, dependable insurance friends to each policyholder. You'll find them committed to excellence in insurance products, fair competitive rates, and above all, top flight service. The United Prairie Agency, a friend you can depend on.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Schibel Mutual Fire Insurance Company. At Schibel Mutual Fire Insurance Company, you can get the coverage you know you need now from people you know will be there for you when you need them most. We grow trust locally and provide local service at its best. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Schibel Mutual, your local Grinnell Mutual member, at 320-289-2388 today.
This is Lisa Lissamore, Associate Director for the Minnesota State High School League and a 1978 graduate of St. Paul Central High School. You are listening to high school sports coverage on this partner station of the Minnesota State High School League. We are the league.
Welcome back to Dawson Boyd High School, everyone. Paul Ramel here for Q92 Sports. Lacapaw Valley took the first set 25-19. We were tied 11-11. We were tied 12-12, and the Eagles went on a bit of a run there. Once again, the ace serves. Lacapaw Valley had four ace serves in that first set. All right, we're ready for set two here. Bailey Boffin will serve for Dawson Boyd. Into Gibson, up the run. Here's Wischlager from the outside. Kate Dahl digs it up in the back row. Here's Reese Johnson and Elias. Mikey Ann Elias with a nice dig. And there was Evenson with the kill. It was either Evenson or Wischlager. I'm not quite sure who got that one, but Eagles will get up 1-0. Kate Dahl passes it up to Hughesley. Back to Kate. She gets it over on the third hit. Curtis, here's Wischlager. Lindsay Lund got it up to the net, but they could play it off the net. Point locked to Pearl Valley. Riley Lund, 2-0. Riley Lund serves again. And it's an ace serve for Riley Lund. Riley wearing that big knee brace. Of course, she had knee surgery, serious knee surgery. A year and a half ago, two summers ago, and she's a senior this year. She missed all of last year's volleyball, but sat on the, went to practices and part of the team all year, even though she couldn't play. And there's a point for Dawson Boyd's Reese Johnson. That's Reese's second kill. He squad tonight, Lacapaw Valley swept Dawson Boyd 3-0. 25-19, 25-23, and 15-9. Here it's 3-1. Dawson serves into Elias. Up to Evenson. Her drive goes to the S lane. Play at the net. Hughesby saves it. Now Dahl from the outside. Blocked by Evenson, but it falls down. A point for Dawson Boyd. That was by Kate, her fourth kill. And it's 3-2, 1-point lead for Lacapaw Valley. Esling serves into Elias. Oh, and Mikey Ann couldn't pass it up to the net there. They were tied 3-3. Esling serves again. And Elias, this time she gets it up to the setter. Gibson, Evenson gets it over. Here's Hughesy with a back set to Hasted. Lund saves it in the back row. Wischlager pounds it up, goes up on the basketball court, comes down, that's playable, and the Blackjacks get it over off the basketball rim on the rafters. Evenson throws it. Nice dig by Boffin. Here's Wischlager. Oh, Blackjack save it, and now they run into the net, and Wischlager gets credit there. Boy, that was some heavy-duty hitting there by both teams. Wow. Wischlager really smoked one, and I think it was Halstead that dug it up. Here's Evenson serving. It's 4-3. We've got a whistle. Point. The floor referee talking with Dawson Boyd's coach, Haley Grittmacher. Somebody was out of position there. So that's a point. There's the whistle now. And Sheridan serves for the Eagles into the back row to Boffin. Passes it up to Hughes. She's going to set up Dahl. And it's good. That's the way you do it. Kate Dahl with her fifth kill. Another nice assist by Chelsea Hughesby. Tell you what, every time I see Chelsea setting, she gets better and better and better every match. She's a really good setter. Here's Gibson setting for the Eagles. Jalen Lee gets it done. Another nice set by Ayanna Gibson. And Jalen Lee, of course, so they got her listed at 5'11", but I think she's taller than that. I can't wait for basketball season. Hey, it's 6-4. Lockapaw Valley. Horsted off the bench to serve on the rotation. Serves it in to Boffin. Haley Anderson back on the floor. Gets it over to net. Here's Gibson setting up. Wischlager from the backside. That's Jalen Lee again. That's Jalen Lee. And it's 7-4. And Coach Grittmacher calling a timeout. We'll take a break. Timeout on the floor. 7-4 Eagles. They lead 1-0. We'll be right back.
This is Isabel Gertis of the Lac Parra Valley Eagles volleyball team, and you're listening to Q92 with Paul Ramo.
Sports on Q92, brought to you by Dawson Truck Parts Incorporated, located East Highway 212 in Dawson. For all truck parts and repair, give them a call. Their toll-free number, 1-800-456-2193.
Another fine sports booster is Culligan Water. Better water, pure and simple. Culligan Water offers a number of services, water softeners, rentals, salt, and the great service you are used to from Culligan Water. Call Jason today at 605-886-4830. Culligan Water, better water, pure and simple. For your next car, shop Erickson Chevrolet in Dawson. Erickson Chevrolet, located right on Highway 212, has a large inventory of new and used cars and trucks to choose from. Stop in and see Mike today. That's Erickson Chevrolet, located conveniently in Dawson along Highway 212 and a proud supporter of high school sports.
Another of our fine sports boosters, the Dawson Dairy Queen, right on Highway 212 Dawson. Dustin Casey and the gang invite you to come on in for a full meal or one of those delicious, refreshing Dairy Queen treats. That's the Dairy Queen, right on Highway 212 Dawson. Happy to be one of our Q92 sports boosters.
All right, we're back here at Dawson Boyd High School. The Eagles lead 8-4. Brandy Meyer just got a kill for the Eagles. Eagles up 1-0. Lockapaw Valley took the first set, 25-19. And here it's a 4-point lead. Now it's a 3-point lead as Kate Dahl picked up another kill. That was Kate's sixth kill of the match. It's 8-5 Lockapaw Valley here in set two. Oh, nice tip. Nice play by Anna Gibson and a great dig by Borsted. And now Kate Dahl with an easy kill there. She slowed up on just softly touched it over the net. Coach Brooklyn Gould not too happy about that sequence. It's 8-6, 2-point leaders. Brandy Meyer blocked by Boffin. What a block there by Bailey Boffin. Well, she got up. She's got some legs underneath of her. Let me tell you, Bailey Boffin can jump. Blackjack serving. Chelsea is serving. Blackjack can tie it up. They're down by a point. Gibson, here's Brandy Meyer, blocked out of bounds, point Brandy Meyer, the ninth grader with her fifth kill of the match, 9-7, Eagles here in set two. Ayanna Gibson, she was our player of the match. Oh, nice dig by Halstead. Blackjacks get it back over. Lund is setting up Jalen Lee. Nice dig in it by Hasted in the back row again. This time Brandy Meyer will try it and get the job done. Brandy Meyer. You've heard her name a lot tonight. Anna Gibson gets the whistle from the referee on the ladder. And the ball goes over the net. Hughesy setting up Kate Dahl in the middle. And that's an automatic there. Kate Dahl's having a heck of a match. Her eighth kill. And Hughesy come flying in there. Set her up nice with the set assist. Blackjack serving. This is Kate. Into Gibson. Up to Gertis. Now Meyer again. Kate Dahl in the back row. Pass it up front. Reese Johnson from the outside. It's good. Reese Johnson with their third kill. And it's 10-9. 1 point lead for Lacapau Valley. Blackjacks, they are serving, and they have an opportunity to tie it up. They tied it up a couple times and set one. The Eagles pulled away at the end. Lund back sets Lee. Reese Johnson with a kill from the outside. Reese Johnson does it again. I told you we're going to have two even teams here tonight. 10-10, we're tied. How about that? Blackjack serving to Gibson. Lund, Jalen Lee. Good, Jalen Lee. Six kills and one block for Jalen Lee, the sophomore, and she comes out on the rotation. Gertis in. Sheridan Evenson in. Brandy Meyer at the net with Evenson. Play at the net, Evenson. Good, Sheridan. That was an easy. She just slapped it down with both hands right at the net. In the middle of the net there, Sheridan Evenson. And the Eagles go back quickly up by two. And a tip ball there. That was hit by Bailey. Bailey Boffin. And it's 12-11. Lacapau Valley. Eagles took the first set from the Blackjacks, 25-19. Lindsay Lund. Oh, a service error there by Lindsay. Sophomore with a service error. And it's a 13-11 lead. And Elias will come in to serve for Lacapau Valley. Mikey Ann. And an ace serve by Elias. Beautiful serve there by Elias. Here's her second serve. Goes over in the corner. Kate Dahl decides to play it. Blackjack's thrown over. Here's the Eagles side. Wurstlager blocked at the net. Lund, Gibson. Here's Evenson in the middle. Good! Eagles score again. And it's 15-11. Timeout by Coach Grittmacher. The Eagles are fist pumping everybody as they come off the floor. Timeout on the floor. Lacapau Valley 15. Dawson Boyd 11. We'll be back after a word for our fine sponsors.
Sports also brought to you by Dawson Auto Glass, owned and operated by Sean Duth of Dawson. Call 320-226-1900 for complete auto, semi-truck glass repair and replacement. Rock Chip Repairs work with all insurance companies. Same day service. They come right to your house. Dawson Auto Glass, located in Dawson. Call 320-226-1900. It's also brought to you by T&D Barnwood Rustics, located right on Highway 212 in Dawson, offering bedroom sets, custom-made mirrors, tables, and chairs, a great selection of electric fireplaces. T&D Barnwood Rustics can create that warm, unique place you're looking for. Open Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays, 10 a.m. till 5, and Saturdays from 10 till 3. And by appointment by calling 605-695-1246. T&D Barnwood Rustics, located right on Highway 212 in Dawson.
And sports brought to you on Q92 by Ridgeview Seeds, home of Beck's, the largest family-owned retail seed company in the United States. For information or to place an order, call Aaron Tasto at 320-888-1111 or Luke Oy at 320-894-0706 for Beck's and Ridgeview Seeds.
All right, Mikey and Elias with the serve. Blackjack hit it back, and Elias in the back row keeps it going. Here's me with the back set to Boffin. Elias from her knees digs it up. Curtis gets it over on the third hit. The Eagles lead 15-11. We're in set two. Here's Boffin from the outside. Blocked by Evenson. Oh, Boffin throws it over on the third hit. Elias saves it. One, loose cut. Oh, they get it over the net. It's Halstead. And Halstead gets the job done with the kill. Wow, what a volley there between Lockapaw Valley and Dawson. Boy, bodies were flying all over the place. Mikey Ann Elias was amazing in the back row for Lockapaw Valley. And how about Bailey? There was a kill there by Jalen Lee again. And that was Lexi Wushlager with her fourth kill, 16-12. Lund is serving, the Eagles lead. And, oh, nobody there for the Eagles. And the ball dropped on the floor. A couple of Eagles just looked at each other. 16-13, Lockapaw Valley. Well, we already got some Camden Conference matches done already. RTR swept Lakeview tonight, 3-0. And Mineota's just about ready to sweep Yellow Medicine East 3-0. As we pick up the action here, the Eagles leading 1-0. They took the first set, 25-19. Now it's 17-13. Lockapaw Valley and Sheridan Evenson is set to serve for Lockapaw Valley. Here's the serve by Sheridan. Nice tight serve. Bop. Oh, she goes flying in there and keeps the ball off the floor, and then she slides about 10 feet. And a kill there by, I think that was Jalen again. 18-13. Boy, the student bodies for both Lockapaw Valley and Dawson Boyd, they're so loud tonight. And they're here in big numbers. And an ace serve for Sheridan. Ace serve, her second of the night for Sheridan Evenson. And another timeout by Coach Sittmacher. We'll take another commercial break. 19-13 Eagles. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Allie Essling from Blackjack Volleyball, and you're listening to Paul Ramo on Q92.
Let's be real. The odds of a high school athlete getting a college scholarship and making it to the pros are pretty slim. Don't get me wrong, it's okay to dream of becoming a pro athlete, even a famous one. But that's not why I play. My reason why? I love the competition.
My reason why is community.
My reason why is leadership.
My reason why is to challenge myself.
My reason why is love for the game.
And hey, if we don't make it to the pros or onto the cover of Sports Illustrated, that's okay. Because there's every reason to believe we'll excel in something even bigger than sports. We'll excel in life.
There are lots of great reasons to play high school sports. Tell us your reason using the hashtag MyReasonWhy.
This message presented by the NFHS and the Minnesota State High School League.
We're back. I want to apologize to everyone. There was not a timeout, and Jalen Lee just smoked one for another kill. It's 22-14. The whistle blew. Both teams were going to their benches like there was a timeout called. And all of a sudden, the floor referees took their head and put everybody back on the floor. And while we're away at commercial, Sheridan Evenson had three ace serves. And now the Eagles up 22-14. Here's Kate Dahl with a drive, partially blocked by Jalen Gibson. Brandy Meyer with a hit. Here's Hughesby. Anderson uses her left hand, and it's a point for Dawson Boyd. Haley Anderson, 22-15. Boy, Coach Haley Gritmacher and Coach Brooklyn Gould, they're getting a workout tonight. They have not sat. Oh, what a play by Brandy Meyer to get it over on the third hit. Here's Jalen, and Ray scores again. What a play, what a dig by the ninth grader, Brandy Meyer. My goodness. She came out of nowhere. I thought the ball was going to hit the floor. She just appeared out of nowhere and kind of pancaked. They call it a pancake. Had her hand and the ball hit her hand. Well, it was on the floor and it went over the net. Then Jalen Lee with a hit blocked by Haley Anderson. Boy, Haley does a nice job blocking. And now Anderson gets the kill. What a play by Dawson Boyd, Haley Anderson. 23-16. Lacapau Valley looking to go up two sets to none on the Blackjacks. Case all serves into Gibson. Here's a back set. Lee goes over two hands. Here's Bailey Boffin. Curtis tries to keep it going. Meyer hits it high in the air. Oh, we got a big collision here. Brandy Meyer runs into Claire Borstad into the Eagle bench, and they both help each other up off the floor, laughing at each other. That looked serious when it first happened. I don't know, somebody's going to get hurt major there, but that was a huge collision between Borstad and Brandy Meyer, and they're all laughing about it. Now Meyer hits it cross court out of bounds. 23-18. And now I think we have a timeout, but we'll keep it right here. Want to make sure there's a timeout. Yep, there's a timeout. 23-18, that was by Coach Grittmacher. But we'll keep it right here on the timeout. Second set in Camby, a close match there, but TMB beat Camby in set number two, 25-22. Mineota swept Yellow Messinese tonight, three sets to none. 25-19, 25-8, 25-19. That in Granite Falls tonight. RTR swept Lakeview, 25-12, 25-8, 25-18. State-ranked McCray up on Central Minnesota Christian, two sets to none. KMS leading Ortonville, two sets to none in Ortonville. All right, timeout's over. Jalen Lee does it again. Oh, my goodness. Jalen Lee's having a heck of a volleyball match. Set point for Lacapau Valley with the next point. The Eagles will win set two. Curtis serves. Here's Anderson, and it's out of bounds. And the Eagles win set two. 25-18 in front of a raucous crowd here in Dawson tonight. Wow. We're taking a couple-minute break. The Eagles up two sets to none. See if the Blackjacks can force a set four here. We'll be back after this.
This is Riley Lund of the Lacapau Valley Eagles volleyball team, and you're listening to Q92.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Madison Bottling Company, distributor of those great RC products, including Diet RC, Sundrop, Cherry Lemon Sundrop, Madison Bottling Company, Madison, Minnesota. Also brought to you by United Prairie Bank of Madison and helping you find your horizon. Let United Prairie Bank help you find your horizon today. They're an equal housing lender and a member FDIC. By A&B Auto, your Napa parts store located downtown Dawson. All the right parts in all the right places. Owned and operated by Terry and Connie Anderson.
Purus in Dawson is a Minnesota-based family business that brings food producers, makers, and users all together to feed a growing plant-based revolution. Purus offers a family-friendly schedule, competitive wages, great benefits, and a safe work environment. Does that sound exciting to you? Starting wage is $20 per hour. Join the Purus team to make a real difference. Check out opportunities at Purus and apply online at purusfoods.com. Purus, safe people, safe food.
Hi, my name is Chelsea Hughesby, and you're listening to Blackjack Volleyball on Q92.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by the Dawson Co-op Credit Union with two convenient locations located downtown Dawson and Main Street Boyd. Stop in and find out what they have to offer. Each account insured up to $250,000 by the NCUA. By Federated Telephone Company. Call Federated today at 1-800-374-7133 or check them out on the web at www.fedtel.net. It's by Great Plains Natural Gas Company, providing safe, reliable natural gas service, appliance inspection and repair, heating and air conditioning installation and repair, medical monitoring service, and 10-month free financing to help make your life easier. One word may not be enough, but one phone call is. Call 1-888-577-5029. Great Plains can help.
Sports also brought to you in part on Q92 by Lane Danzeason at Lane's Electric Nassau. Lane is a master electrician. He can do farm, commercial, and residential work in both Minnesota and South Dakota. Call Lane's Electric at 320-226-4988.
All right, welcome back to Dawson Boyd High School. Paul Ramel here for Q92 Sports. The Eagles and the Blackjacks battling it out here in the Camden Conference matchup. And right now the Eagles up 2-0 on Dawson Boyd. The Eagles took the first set 25-19. They took the second set 25-18. Jalen Lee with 9 or 10 kills and 1-2 blocks. Sheridan Evenson, 5 kills, 4 ace serves for Evenson. Kate Dahl leading the Blackjacks in kills with 9. Well, Blackjacks have their backs against the wall now. They'll have to win the next 3 sets to win the match. And here's Lund serving for Lacapal Valley. And she serves an ace serve. Essling unable to handle it there. Second ace serve there for Lund in the match. Lund serves again deep into the back row to Libera player. Number 5. That's half dead. She changed jersey. She's libero here now. And a carry on Dawson Boyd. A carry. And it's 2-0. Eagles. Lund serves a service there. It went into the net. Point Dawson Boyd 2-1. Hey, tune in tomorrow night for football. Lacapal Valley Eagles at Canby. Take on the Lancer. 7 o'clock kickoff in the cold, it sounds like. Bring a winter coat. Dawson Boyd Blackjack football team, they're hosting RTR. 2-1 Eagles. Elias and Gibson get it over together. Here's me and a drive by Reese Johnson. Oh, nice dig there by Lund and Elias. And now a point there for Dawson Boyd. Bailey Boffin. Bailey Boffin gets the kill. Blackjacks will serve. Tied up 2-2. In the Lund, Elias passes the ball up to the front of the net for Wurschlager. Now the Blackjack side. Here's Boffin attacking the net and blocked at the net by Wurschlager, I believe. Wurschlager with the block. She's a junior. Good volleyball player, Alexia. Good athlete. Evenson serves. Here's Hughesby with the set to Johnson. And it's good. Reese Johnson with her 5th kill of the match. Eagles up 2-0. If you're just tuning in, Paul Ramel here in the brand new Dawson Boyd Gymnasium. New floor, lettering, big, big scoreboard. Beautiful scoreboards on both ends. And I think that was Lexi with the kill. Lexi Wurschlager. 4-3 Lacapal Valley here in set 3. Had a late start because of parents' night tonight here in Dawson. B squad, Lacapal Valley swept Dawson Boyd and B squad 3-0. Forstead serves. Hughesby setting up. Boffin will push it over to net. Here's Gibson setting up Randy Meyer, the ninth grader. Blackjacks keep it alive. And Johnson gets it over on the third hit for Dawson Boyd. Here's Randy Meyer with another kill. I'm impressed with this ninth grader, Brandy Meyer. Wow. Want to welcome all our farmers in the fields tonight listening to Q92 and the volleyball match. A lot of combines and trucks out in the field today. Beautiful day for that. Meyer to Jalen Lee. Here's Hughesby, sets up across. and Reese Johnson just punches it. And now Jalen fans on it, and a point for Dawson Boyd. 5-4 the score, Lacapaul Valley leading. Blackjacks coming into this match, 2 wins, 12 losses. The Eagles are 9-8. Here's Brandy Meyer from the outside. Nice dig by Halstead. And a kill there. I think it was Kate Dahl. Might have been Reese Johnson. They were blocking my view there. I think I'll give it to Kate. Hey, folks, we're tied 5-5. Blackjacks trying to force a set four here. They're down 2 sets to none. So Acapulco Valley. Excuse me. Johnson. Way hit the back wall on the fly. Reese Johnson. That was a hard hit ball. It hit the back wall on the fly, folks. There's some strength in that Reese Johnson. Whoa. You got to be lifting weights to do that. Here's Reese with a block by Jalen. Oh, they keep it alive. And a point for Dawson. Boy, what a nice play by Elias. Or by Hughesby. And Bailey Anderson. Haley Anderson. 6-6. Blackjacks have led just a few times briefly in the match. They're serving. And a block out of bounds. Point Lacapaul Valley. A block out of bounds there by Dahl. 7-6. That was my first time in the new remodeled gymnasium. I love the way they did the entryway. Oh, there's a service error there by Gertis. And we're tied 7-7. I love the way they did the entryway. Concession stand's completely different. You walk to the right as you come in, and you enter the gym as a visitor on another door that they created. Bathrooms are on one end and all new bathrooms. And it really looks nice. Whoa, Eagles hit it out of bounds, and the Blackjacks have a lead of 8-7. They lead the Eagles now 8-7, and Haley Anderson serves in the Borstead. Lund with the set to Brandy Meyer. Borstead to Lund, setting up Evenson, and it's good. Boy, nice set by Riley Lund to Evenson. Tied up 8-8. Can the Blackjacks force a set four, or can the Eagles sweep the Blackjacks tonight here? We'll find out. Mikey Ann Elias with the serve in the half set, who's now the libero player for Dawson Boyd. Wisslager throws it over with two hands. Play at the net. Dahl with the kill. Kate Dahl with their 10th kill of the night. He's a powerful hitter as well. Love the new digital scoreboard here in the Dawson gym. Hughesby serves, dug up nicely by Gertis. And we got a whistle and a net violation on the Blackjacks. Eagles lead 2 sets to none, but they're tied here now with Dawson Boyd in set three. Run serves in the Dahl. Johnson. Gibson throws it over instead of setting. Here's Gibson, the setter, now back sets to Evenson. Soft touch. Nice dig by Bailey Boffin. And a four hit by the Blackjacks. Point Lacapaul Valley. I tell you, these girls are playing their hearts out. They're giving 100%, if not more, on both sides. Fun to watch when they got teams that play hard. 10-9, Lacapaul Valley. Make that 11-9. Powerful kill there by Lexi. Well, Camby's leading TMB in the third set, 12-11. But the Lancers are down 2 sets to none to the Panthers. Lund serving. Blackjacks looking to return it on the third hit. They do with Boffin. Nice hit by Bailey. Now Evenson fanned on it, hits the net. Point Dawson Boyd. 11-10. Reese Johnson comes in for Essling. Paul Ramo tonight here in Dawson. Camden Conference matchup. A service error there by the Blackjacks. Kate Dahl gives the point to Lacapaul Valley. Eagles lead by 2, 12-10. And here's Sheridan Evenson with a serve in the half-stead. Passes the ball up to the front of the net. Reese Johnson gets it over on the third end. Back to the Eagles side. Here's Jalen Lee. Blocked at the net by Johnson. Here's Boffin. Blocked. Goes out of bounds. Point Dawson Boyd. I think that was Reese. Might have been Bailey Boffin. Evenson comes out. Gertis in. Got Elias, Gertis, and Lund in the back row. Three very quick girls. Elias takes the serve, passes it up to Gibson. Lee gets it over on the third hit. Back to the Blackjack side. Now to, here's Wurschlager. And point Dawson Boyd. Looks like it went over the net to me. Not sure what happened there. But they gave it to the Blackjacks. We're tied 12-12. Elias passed it up to Gibson. Here's Wurschlager. Blocked out of bounds by Anderson, and Lexi is racking up the kills here in set three. 13-12, 1 point lead for Lacapaul Valley as Wurschlager comes out, and Elias. Horsted has the volleyball for Lacapaul Valley. Eagles leading by 1 point. Forsted serve in the half dead. Passes it up to Husby, and Johnson gets the job done. Nice job by Reese. Beautiful set by Husby again. Once again, folks, we're tied 13-13. Gertis, Forsted. Here's Brandy Meyer. Blocked by Haley Anderson. Wow. And I think Coach Gould's calling timeout. Blackjacks have taken the lead, 14-15. And the Eagles head coach, Brooklyn Gould, wants to talk things over. We'll take a break and be back with more volleyball from Dawson Boyd High School right after this.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Dr. Paul Carlson and Dr. Linda Gang of Appleton Dental Care. They emphasize total preventive care for their patients. Total care begins with regular checkup visits. Dr. Paul and Dr. Linda provide complete professional dental services at competitive rates. New patients are welcome. Call Appleton Dental Care today at 320-289-2241. They are located behind Appleton Area Health Services.
Acera, powered by Farmers Mutual Telephone Company and Federated Telephone Co-op, are proud to sponsor Minnesota high schools on Q92. We know that it takes hard work and team effort to win any game. Good luck to all of the area teams.
Yeah. All right, Paul Rabel back here in Dawson. Timeout's over by Coach Brooklyn Gould, and we're tied up, folks, 14-14. Here in set three. Eagles lead 2-0 on Dawson Boyd, but the Blackjacks aren't going away quietly. They're playing the Eagles tough here in set three. As we pick up the action, run with a set to Brandy Meyer. Blackjack passes up to Hughesy. Here's Reese Johnson, who's been hot as of late. Run, lead, block, out of bounds by the Blackjacks, and Jalen Lee with another kill. That's her 11th kill for Jalen Lee. And the Eagles retake the lead, 15-14. Eagles serve. Usually the set. Johnson again from the outside. Nice dig by Gibson. Lee throws it over. Here's Anderson from the middle. Dug up by Borsted. Play at the net. Lee. Good. Jalen Lee again. Yeah. 16-14, 2 point lead for the Eagles. Anna Gibson throws it in to Bailey Boffin. Excuse me, back to Boffin. She gets it over on the third hit. Here's Lund with a back set to Jalen. Nice dig there by Kate Dahl. Here's Brandy Meyer. Good, the freshman again. Brandy Meyer. Between her and Jalen Lee, they got half the points here for the Eagles tonight. And got Pat Sheridan Evenson in there as well. 17-14. Take that 17-15. Eagles couldn't return it on the third hit. We'll have football for you tomorrow night from Canby. The Canby Lancers hosting the Lacapaw Valley Eagles. I'm bringing my winter coat, my gloves, my stocking cap. Sounds like it's going to be nasty cold. And an ace serve for Dawson Boyd. And they cut the lead to one. That was Essling with the ace serve. Allison serves again into Gibson. She nice pass to Lund. Back set. Lee throws it back into Essling. Here's Stahl from the outside. Saved there by Gibson. Here's Brandy Meyer again. And it went out of bounds. Point Dawson Boyd. They've tied it up. 17-17. Will we go to a set four or will we go home? We'll find out. A service there, by Essley. Gives the point. Breaks that 17-17 tie. And it's 18-17. Curtis throws the ball in the air, gets it over to net on the serve. Doosby sets up, Dahlin from the across the court. Lund, Evenson. Good, Sheridan. ...19-17, two-point lead for Lacapaw Valley. We're in set three. Isabel Gertis serves again. Play to the net, here's Anderson. Big block there by Evenson. Now Meyer throws it down. Brandy Meyer, nine kills off the bench for Lacapaw Valley. It's 20-17. We'll take a quick break on the timeout by Coach Krittmacher. We'll be back after this.
This is Riley Lund of the Lacapaw Valley Eagles volleyball team, and you're listening to Q92.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Monica's Apparel and Accessories, located 931 Chestnut Street in Dawson. Monica's Apparel and Accessories open Wednesdays through Fridays from 10 a.m. till 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 a.m. till 5. And by appointment, call 320-769-4727.
Going on vacation and can't take your pet? Pleasant Valley Kennels of Rural Ortonville is for you. Steve and Bobby Oak's family boarding facility that takes cats, dogs, birds, and other special pets. Separate areas for dogs and cat. Call 320-273-2421.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Universal Forest Products Minneota. Come work for the team that knows how to be successful. They offer competitive pay and bonus structure, great benefits, 401k plan, paid holidays, and accrued vacation. Contact Human Resources at 507-872-6178 to learn more. Universal Forest Products, Minneota.
All right, welcome back. Coming out of timeout, Dawson Boyd gets the point. Folks, we're in set three. Eagles lead 2-0 on the Blackjacks. But it's a tough set three here. Lacapaw leading 20-18 off the timeout by Coach Krittmacher. And now the Eagles get the point. Yeah, it's 21-18. Blackjacks trying to force a set four here. Eagles trying to sweep. This might be Ann Elias. Might be Ann Elias serves in the Essling. Doosby sets up. And a drive there. And a point for Dawson Boyd. Not quite sure why there. And I think we're going to have another timeout. Yep, another timeout on the floor. We'll take another break. Eagles lead 22-18 in set three. We'll be right back.
This is Anita Gall, and I am running for the Minnesota State Senate, District 15.
I am a history teacher who lives in Marshall with my husband and three children. I grew up on my family's farm in Murray County and have lived in southwest Minnesota most of my life. Like you, I am frustrated by the current state of politics. Growing up, I was taught not to complain about things, but do something about them. I get things done. Learn more at AnitaYourVote.com. And remember, Anita, your vote on November 8.
Prepared and paid for by Anita Gall for State Senate Committee.
All right, timeout is over. The girls are walking back onto the court. Eagles lead 22-18 here in set three. They lead 2-0. Trying to close it out here, but the Blackjacks have some fight in them. Here's Elias serving for Lacapaw Valley. High serve in the back row to Bailey Boffin. Up to Hughesby. Ball from the outside. Nice dig by Gibson. Run, setting up Evenson. Blackjack, Hughesby will throw it over instead of setting. Back to the Eagles side. Here's Wurschlager in the Essling. Dahl again. Good. Kate Dahl brings the Blackjacks closer. 22-19. That was Kate Dahl's 11th kill. 22-19. This next stretch is very important for the Blackjacks. They're serving. Lund. Wurschlager plays it over on the third hit. Here's Boffin. Blocked by Evenson and Wurschlager. Oh, what a play. And now Evenson. Oh, what a dig by Hasted. And it goes out of bounds. What a play by Evenson. Oh, my goodness. And what a dig by Hasted in the back row. But then the Blackjack hit it out of bounds. Ayanna came from nowhere there. And now a point for Dawson Boyd, a double hit, and now we're at match point. 24-19, Lacapaw Valley. They can win the match on the next point. Lund is serving. Serves it in the back row. Blackjack played over Tufto. Here's Gibson, the Eagles on match point. Block. Evenson with a hit again. Back set there, Boffin, and the Blackjacks get the point. 24-20, still match point. Dawson Boyd will serve. Kate Dahl serving for Dawson Boyd. Match point for the Eagles. Here's a serve into Elias. Curtis up to the net for Wurschlager. Over it goes. Here's Hughesby with a back set to Boffin. Blocked by Wurschlager. Here's Gibson setting up Lexi with a kill and the win. Lexi Wurschlager finishes it off for Lacapaw Valley, and the Eagles win it 25-22 here in Dawson tonight. What a match that was, and it was loud, folks. It was loud in the gym. All right, we'll take a break. Come back with the
Neon
Neal's
post-game
show right after this.
Hi, I'm Ayanna Haston from the Dawson Boyd Blackjack Volleyball Team, and you're listening to Blackjack Volleyball Radio on Q92.
Sports on Q92, brought to you in part by Boris Crop Insurance, Mark Boris agent Appleton. You've given your best to grow it. Expect no less to protect it. Get in touch with Mark Boris Crop Insurance. Call toll-free 1-877-752-4545. Mark is licensed to serve growers in Minnesota and South Dakota. Sports brought to you by Jubilee Foods in Madison. Jubilee Foods open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Saturdays, Sundays, and holidays, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Sports is also sponsored by the Ortonville Area Health Services that provides general nursing care and pool nurse duties with dedicated care in a progressive health care system. To learn more, call 320-839-4125. That's the Ortonville Area Health Services.
Sports on Q92, brought to you in part by your Cockleman Construction of Cambie. They'll do the job right for you, offering gravel, fill, black dirt, crushed concrete, rock, excavator, dozer, loader, blade, and skid loader work, building site preparation, and more. Call 507-223-7767, Cockleman Construction of Cambie. Sports also brought to you by the Heartland Eye Care Center with four convenient locations, Cambie, Dawson, Marshall, and Slayton. They offer complete family eye care along with contact lenses and and more. That's the Heartland Eye Care Center of Camby, Dawson, Marshall, and Slayton. Give them a call today. Wouldn't you rather buy your insurance from a friend you can depend on, like the United Prairie Agency? Their agents work very hard to be just that, dependable insurance friends to each policyholder. You'll find them committed to excellence in insurance products, fair competitive rates, and above all, top-flight service. United Prairie Agency, a friend you can depend on. And now's the time to stop in and update your coverage. That's United Prairie Agency, located in the United Prairie Bank Building in Madison, or give them a call at 598-7541.
Okay, this is Paige Meyer, the lacrosse volleyball team, and you're listening to Paul Ramo of Q92.
Hello, this is your state representative, Chris Swazinski. It's an honor to represent the good people of Southwest Minnesota at the Capitol. I just want to take a minute to wish all of our local sports teams and academic activities the best of luck. It's a real privilege to fight for our Southwestern Minnesota values at the Capitol, advocating for policies that help grow jobs, strengthen our economy, and invest our tax dollars wisely. If my office can be of assistance, please don't hesitate to write a call. This ad was paid for by Swazinski for House.
You're listening to Blackjack Volleyball on Q92.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Dave's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, located 616 3rd Street West, Madison, Minnesota. Need a plumber? Dave Polotsky is state licensed and a master plumber. Call 320-598-3761. Also by Jim's Market, Yellow Medicine County's most complete food store. They're located right along Highway 75 in Camby. They offer a fresh bakery department, full service deli. Jim's Market, low prices, great service, located Highway 75 in Canby. State Bank of Taunton, a home bank for home people. Convenience, all their services add up to the easy one-stop banking you've been looking for night or day. They're right on your way. State Bank of Taunton, member FDIC, and an equal housing opportunity lender.
Time now for the Neon Needles post-game show. Support your team with school apparel from Neon Needles.
Welcome to the Neon Needles postgame show. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. Lacrosse Valley sweeps Dawson Boyd 25-19, 25-18, and 25-20. And join me on the Neon Needles postgame show is Lacrosse Valley head coach Brooklyn Gould. Brooklyn, congratulations.
Thank you. It feels good. Yeah. That game felt really, really good.
Well, you've had some tough losses the last couple this week.
Yeah, we have.
But you played hard.
Yep.
Came up with the L there.
Yep, yep. It was definitely a good game. And it felt good having a sweep, C-Squad, B-Squad, and Varsity. And it's National Coaches Day, so what better again?
Is it really?
Yeah.
National Coaches Day.
Yeah, the girls got us flowers and stuff. So.
Oh, is that what the flowers are for? Awesome.
Very nice of them.
All right. Well, let's talk about the matches. Hey, it was a battle. These girls know each other well. They're friends on other teams, I would guess.
Yep.
That first set, 25-19, what do you remember about that?
You know, I just told the girls we struggle going into game strong, and we know Dawson, you know, they're pretty good. They're a scrappy team.
Yep.
They have high energy, and we just told them, if you guys come out with more energy and momentum, I promise you'll play the game.
Yep.
You'll beat the game, you know. So first game, we were kind of just hanging out a little bit. I think we were ahead by a lot of points at one point in the set, and we just kind of let them in. So glad we got on top of it, though, you know.
Set two, Brandy Meyer took over in set two for a ninth grader. She played pretty well, didn't
she? Brandy does a very good job. I think she's finally feeling comfortable now on the varsity level. You know, she's kind of hesitant right away, but she's definitely doing a good job swinging at the ball, and that's all I could ask of her.
And at set three, it was a battle. Tied up 17-17, and you hung on to win at 25-20.
Yep. It's very, very nice when you can have call timeouts.
Yeah. So who played well for you? What were you happy with tonight with your team?
You know, Mikey Ann played today for us instead of Caitlin. Caitlin's been battling some back things, so she was kind of on the fence about playing or not. So Mikey Ann finally got our varsity jersey last week, and she already played. So you can tell she was a little nervous, but by the end of it, she was getting the hang of it.
What grade is she in?
She's a 10th grader.
Oh, okay.
Yep. You know, and I think our front, I don't know, I think they all did an amazing job today. You know, they had a good job flowing with each other, connecting with each other. Brandy did a good job on the outside. Sheridan did a good job in the middle. Even Jalen did a good job, too, running some C's and different stuff.
Sheridan, Yep, sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Yeah, you're fine.
Well, I get the player of the game over here after you're done.
Yeah, overall, the girls, all of them did amazing. I couldn't have asked for any more from them, except for maybe a little more talking energy, but that's typical, right?
Yeah, right.
Thank you.
Yep, just hang on here.
Okay, I will.
So a win there. So what do you got coming up next week?
Next week is our Dig Pink against KMS, and then Parent Senior Night against KMCS on Thursday. And that's our last two home games of the season already.
Okay.
So, yeah, kind of crazy.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for your time,
Brooklyn. Yeah, thank
you
so much.
Let's give it to Sheridan here.
Yeah, good. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Brooklyn. Sheridan Evenson is our Neon Needle Subway Player of the Game. If I can find my stat. What happened to my... You know, I lost my stats here, Sheridan, so can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you
very played
much.
Well. I had you in double digits for kills and
really?
Had three assists or something like that.
Oh, that's usually more than I usually get.
Okay. Well, you played well. You got a lot of touches today. Talk about the win against Dawson Boyd.
I think we came out with a lot of energy, and sometimes we struggle with that a little bit, and that's our weakness a lot of times. But we came out with a lot of energy and just went into it 100% and gave it our all. So I think that's one of the reasons why we were able to take them in three.
Are you having fun on volleyball this year?
We absolutely are. We came into the season with new coaching, and we've been doing very well. We're positive this season, which is our record is positive, so that's very exciting. We're just trying to come out every game, give 100%, and try our hardest.
All right.
Play our game.
All right. Well, congratulations on the win.
Thank you.
Keep it going, right?
Thank you so much.
All right. Just we'll take a picture here with you.
Okay.
So just hold it up there, and we'll snap one, and we'll wrap up the Neon Needles post-game show. Sheridan Evenson. Evenson, our Neon Needles Subway Player of the Game.
Thank you, Paul.
Yep, you bet. And National Coaches Day, she said.
Thank you.
National Coaches Day here. In National Coaches Day, so Brooklyn had mentioned that, and I didn't even realize it was National Coaches Day today. Did you know that, Haley? Haley Grittenmacher of the Blackjacks joins me. Did you know it's National Coaches Day today?
Sure did. One of the high school teachers and a couple parents sent us a message this morning.
Oh.
So.
Yeah, well, congratulations on National Coaches Day. You're a good coach, Haley.
Thank you. Excited to be a coach.
Yep, and you got some good girls, too.
I do. I'm lucky.
Yeah.
Very lucky.
Well, you played hard again like we did, like me and you talked about in Trichoven on Tuesday.
Yeah, we came into this knowing Lake Powell was going to be a tough team, and I told them they passed the ball well, and we can't send over free balls, and we continued to send over free balls. And against a good passing team, you can't do that. They were aggressive. They hit the ball hard to places that we were not at, and we just weren't ready.
Yeah. You got down kind of early in all three sets, didn't you? But you came back, and you tied it up in set one. It was 12-12. It was 13-13 in set two, 17-17 in set three.
17 must be the magic number, because that's when we went downhill on Tuesday in Gerkhoven, too.
Yeah.
I just told the kids that we have to limit runs of our opponents. No matter, like this weekend, we play, you know, just best two out of three instead of five. But we have to limit our opponents' runs. We have to control the pace of the ball, and we just didn't do that tonight.
I thought Chelsea Hughesby, she's an outstanding setter.
Yeah, she's an amazing athlete.
Yeah.
She gives it 110%. She is willing to put her teammates first all the time. She has Bailey on the right side underneath her, so Bailey is just a 10th grader, so wants to set in the future. So Chelsea's been a good leader for Bailey, as well as our JAV setter, Rachel Jorgens, who's a junior.
Okay.
Chelsea's just been a good mentor for them. She takes criticism well. You have to as a setter. Your hitters are constantly telling you, you need to do this better, you need to do that better. And I just know when you're constantly getting critiqued that that's just tough. So she takes that with stride. She's also a great all-around player. She plays stellar defense. I don't know how many digs she had tonight, but on Tuesday night she had double-digit digs.
Yep.
And always gets double-digit assists. So she's probably had a double-double in almost every game we've played this year, minus, I know, RTR. She only had seven assists. But
You moved Ayanna Hasted, the libero, in the second set there, I see.
Third set. Yeah, I did that again. We did that on Tuesday night in Kirkhoven, and I did it again. We have to pass the ball to target. Yep. We cannot run an offense if we don't pass the target. And she just controls the ball very well. I don't know what it is about her passing, but she just, it's almost like she just puts a spell on that ball and makes it go right up to the setter. I don't know if she had maybe one or two balls, probably just one, that weren't right to Chelsea. Right. And when the ball's right on top of Chelsea's head, we can run our middles.
Yeah, she had amazing digs in the back row. She's so quick, Ayanna Hasted,
She's quick, and that's a tough move as a coach. Like I said, I've been talking about it for a while, and it's a tough move. She's one of my best hitters. She works hard. She wants to be a middle. Most people don't want to be a middle. You're spinning in circles.
Yep.
You've got to block all three positions, and it's just really tough to be a middle. But she takes any position we put her in stride. At the beginning of the season, she played right side, so she was also a backup setter if Chelsea dug the ball. And I also moved her to outside when we played in Mineota.
Okay.
So she's played every position on the court for us, including setter. She set a couple days in practice when Chelsea was having some, when she was sick. So
okay.
She just does what I ask her to do and never complains. She inspires young athletes to be their best. And she's just here because she wants to be here. She just loves the game.
Yeah, I'm also impressed with Haley Anderson. She had some big-time blocks tonight at the net in the middle there, didn't she?
Yes. She's been our leading blocker all season long. She's 6'1",
yep.
So that's super helpful to have height. But she's really learned how to control her body. She got tall at a young age, and she just knows how to put the ball down, which I appreciate. I was the middle, and blocking is hard. It is so difficult. And I tell her, if you make the wrong read, that's okay. But I just want you to go out there and run the block.
Okay. Well, yeah, tough loss tonight against La Caprera Valley. But you, I was telling the people just before you came on, your schedule in the next 4 or 5 days.
It's tough. We play Pipestone, which is a double-A school. And
they're like 16-4 or something like
that. Yeah, and Central Minnesota, or not Central Minnesota,
Cedar Mountain
Comfrey on Friday, who we played in the Montevideo tournament. And then we'll play Saturday. We'll play 3 matches Saturday. So that's 5. Then Monday night, we play against ACGC at home. That's 6. Tuesday night, we play in Prinsburg for Central Minnesota Christian. And Friday, we cap off the regular season playing RCW at home. So we have 8 games in the next 5 days.
Oh, wow.
5 to 7 days. So it's just going to be a grind. And these kids know that it's going to be tough, but we've got to go out there and we've got to play blackjack volleyball.
Yep, and you always want to have your team playing well and going into section play. That's the key.
That's what I told them. I said, we have got to play our best volleyball now, so we're going to work hard on this rotation. And
yep.
No matter what, I said, we play our best volleyball after MEA weekend.
Oh, okay.
So,
that's good.
Playoffs, that's when we've got to come ready to go.
Right.
We just got to keep looking up.
All right. Thanks a lot, Haley. I'll be here next Friday with RCW. So.
Awesome. Appreciate the coverage.
Think something special that night?
Yes. We're doing the cancer night for Jeff Moe. Wear trucker hats, and if you got the T-shirt, wear the T-shirt that benefits the following Saturday right after. So come out and support. We would appreciate it.
All right. That's the following, a week from Friday.
Yep, a week from this Friday. Yep.
Right.
Awesome. Thank you, Paul.
Yep, thanks, Haley. You bet. Haley Grittmacher, head coach of the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks. And that wraps up our Subway Neon Needles post-game show. Once again, our Neon Needles Subway player of the game went to Sheridan Evenson of the Eagles. Let me see what I got. I got 7-8. I got 10 kills, 3 assists for Sheridan. And Jalen Lee had 11 kills. Brandy Meyer, freshman, had 9 kills to lead the Eagles. And great job by the setters, Riley Lund and Isabel Gertis, Lund and Gibson. They do such a nice job of setting for La Caprera Valley. I got Kate Dahl leading Dawson Boyd with 11 kills. She led the Blackjacks there, and Haley Anderson had three blocks and 6 kills for Dawson Boyd. Reese Johnson, got her for 8 kills. Ayanna Hasted, 3 kills, and then she went to a libero in the back row there and set 3. So that wraps things up here tonight. Tune in tomorrow night for high school football. La Caprera Valley at Canby, 7 o'clock kickoff. Dick Newman will be joining me on the broadcast tomorrow night with that. And, of course, Dawson Boyd will host RTR in football tomorrow night. Thanks to Mike Meyer back at the studios for working the board, and thanks for listening, everybody. Thanks to our fine sponsors. Once again, your final score here from Dawson, Blackjacks 3, or the Eagles sweep the Blackjacks 3-0, 25-19, 25-18, and 25-20. Good night, everybody.
Neon Needles is so proud of our area schools, sports teams, and groups. It is because of your hard work that we get the opportunity season after season to cheer on such great teams and coaches. We also take pride in the ability to be able to supply you, our customers, with products like t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, and polos, so you can show your school spirit. It isn't all about sports at Neon Needles. We do a wide variety of promotional apparel for companies, churches, groups, and gatherings. Please call us at 320-269-3373 or like us on Facebook. We look forward to working with you. Neon Needles on Main Street, Dawson. We're making you look good, makes us look good.
Thanks for listening to the Neon Needles postgame show. Neon Needles, making you look good, makes them look good. Sports coverage on Q92 is brought to you by our many fine area sports boosters, including Madsen Family Chiropractic, Universal Forest Products of Minnesota, Dawson Grain Co-op, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Kluver Law Office, Southwest Insurance Services, Myers Electric and Infrared, Jim's Market in Canby, Appleton Dental Clinic, Steve and Seth Haas, Golden Harvest Seeds, Cargill, Ag Processing Incorporated, Pioneer Hybrid International, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Schimmel Mutual Fire Insurance, Peterson Team Realty, A&B Auto, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dawson Truck Parts, Northern Plains Tiling, Lee Motor Company, Madison Healthcare Services, Comerford Construction and Gravel, Tofty Auto and Sales, Erickson Chevrolet, Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Ortonville Area Health Services, Appleton Building Center. Sports brought to you by Great Plains Natural Gas Company, Prairie Brand Seeds, Whitnable Construction, Tron Tossil Seeds, Holloway, Shadowland Trucking, Appleton, Brad Mitchell, Rural Solutions, Cockleman Construction, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Farmers and Merchant State Bank in Appleton, Dawson Auto Glass, Rise Nursery and Tree Service Porter, the EDA, the Madison Economic Development Authority, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Ag Plus Cooperative, Madison and Dawson Dairy Queen, Dawson Grain Co-op, Midwest Power Sports, CCM Health, Montevideo, Ludvigson Tiling, Madison Chiropractic Center, Boris Crop Insurance, Mark Boris, Federated Telephone Company, Pyrrhus in Dawson, Anita Gall for State Senate, Minneota Building Center, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Clevin Electric, Black Pearl Mutual Insurance, Sather Building Supplies, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, Canby Co-op Credit Union. Sports brought to you by Ridgeview Seeds, Madison Bottling Company, Helgen Insurance Agency, Culligan, Appleton Area Health, Swenson Nelson and Stoltz Attorneys, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, First Security Bank of Canby, Jubilee Foods, Old National Bank, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Heartland Eye Care, Lane's Electric, Nassau, Larson Brothers Concrete, the Madison Dental Clinic, State Bank of Taunton, Midwest Truck Parts, and Chris Wodzinski for House. Thanks for joining us for sports coverage here on 92.1 FM. Great music for Dawson, Boyd, and Clarkfield on Q92, KLQP FM.
Harmony!
Harmony!
Harmony! Well, howdy, all you saddle pals. Welcome to our home corral.
We're mighty glad you're here today and want to learn the cowboy way. I'm Too Slim.
And I'm Woody Paul.
And I'm Ranger Doug. And we're inviting you all
to saddle up. Don't miss the chance to join us here on Harmony Ranch. Harmony Ranch. Harmony Ranch.
Harmony.
Harmony.
Harmony Ranch. Where we work and play and sing and dance too.